In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. There are several levels of meaning in Scripture that the Fathers talk about. There's, of course, the literal meaning of a text, which is infallibly true. But there are also spiritual levels of meaning, and they don't contradict each other. That is, one level of meaning is not more important than the other. But we find even the apostles in the New Testament interpreting the Old Testament this way, so this is not some illegitimate thing that the church made up after Constantine or something. This is an apostolic practice. St. Nikolai Velimirovich looked at the feast of Palm Sunday and the things that happened there according to a spiritual meaning. And he says that Jerusalem signifies the human soul. And the entry of the Lord into Jerusalem signifies the entrance of God into the soul. And there's the good people in Jerusalem that were crowded and pushing on one another and joyfully awaiting to greet Christ. And he says that they symbolize the noble sentiments and the exalted thoughts of a person who joyfully greets God, his Savior and Deliverer. We all have these desires to do good. You know, even though we don't always actually do them, but we have these thoughts. And then there are the bad thoughts, the leaders of the crowd of people who hate Christ and want to kill him. They signify the lower desires and earthbound thoughts which take the upper hand over man's noble nature and oppress it. So this lower nature rebels against God into the soul, but when God is enthroned there, the lower nature will be inevitably destroyed. So this is the battle that happens in our soul. The temple in Jerusalem symbolizes the Holy of Holies of the human soul, that sacred place where the Holy Spirit has, if only a minuscule haven, even in the greatest of sinners. So the Holy Spirit is active there, but earthly passions also penetrate there, and the lower human nature has used even this area to achieve its base aims. What St. Nikolai says is there are two possible outcomes to the struggle. One is that Christ heals the soul of those sick ones who fall down before him with faith, and this means that certain impulses of the soul, although sick, thirst for unity with God and seek for him, the only true doctor in the world. And so basically God meets us even though our lofty desires are mixed with sin. But when we humbly submit ourselves to God, Christ takes those desires and he heals them and he gets us into a right relationship with him ultimately. The other outcome, though, is that the base desires keep control of that temple, and then Christ's prophecy that he made over Jerusalem applies to that soul. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. And elsewhere Christ says, he's weeping over Jerusalem. He says that they didn't know the time of their visitation. We have this life for our salvation, and we have many opportunities that are given to us for us to work out our salvation. But if we continually blow off those opportunities, then we can wind up like the people in Jerusalem that were rejected because they didn't know the time of their visitation. So let us open up the gates of our souls and cry, Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. And if we submit our lives to him, he will come and cleanse the temple of our soul, and we will be united with him both in this life and the next life for all eternity. Amen.